If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane, Representative Jason Sane.
And welcome to All Things Sane here on WSIC. It is Wednesday, and every Wednesday from 11 to 12, you get to hear All Things Sane if you're listening live, or you can listen to the podcast, watch it on YouTube and other video and streaming services anytime you want to. But if you want to hear it live, catch us in our immediate mistakes, you can always hear it from 11 to 12 every Wednesday. Joining me today, a young man that's no stranger to the show and certainly no stranger to the Sane household, because if you're going to get All Things Sane, you're going to get Jackson too. So Jackson Sane, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're always glad to have you, of course. And we've been outside. It's actually nighttime. We're recording this one so that we can play it on Wednesday, because I'll tell you about that reason why later. But we were practicing a little bit of long snapping tonight, and and then came in and make sure we record the show. But tomorrow, which is now today, it is. I'm at the symphony. The North Carolina Symphony is in Lincolnton. They've come to do a show for do a program for kids in Lincoln County. So all the schools bring in, I think it's sixth graders, could be fourth graders, but young people come in so that they can hear a concert, something to get exposed to, something they may never get exposed to, or they may never have been exposed to before. But hopefully it builds some interest in music and the arts and what's happening. But it's the North Carolina Symphony. And then they're going to do a concert tonight, on Wednesday night. And these both happen at the James Warren Center, Citizen Center, in downtown Lincolnton on Main Street. But the idea being, and a couple of years ago, COVID was happening, and we were getting funds from the federal government to help entities that were being impacted by COVID. And one of those entities was the North Carolina Symphony. They had, of course, if you can't perform, when people can't meet, it makes it really hard to bring in tickets or revenue from tickets. And so talking to the symphony people, and they were saying that, hey, it's going to be tough. We got them some money to keep the artists on payroll so that until they could start performing again. They did outside concerts after that and so forth. But, it meant a lot to me as a elementary school kid to see the symphony when they used to come to Lincolnton. And it's what got me interested in band. Did high school band for a number of years. Mr. Pendleton and Mr. Peach taught me how to play trumpet. And Jackson, you play trumpet. You're interested in music. Yeah.
I'm very interested in music.
Well, you're very interested in music too. You couldn't help it because your mom and dad are, and so you knew that dad played trumpet, but a lot of kids don't get that kind of exposure. And so I was talking to the folks from Symphony, and I said, you used to come to Lincoln County, and I can't remember the last time that you were here. And he looked it up. He said it was 2013. And I asked the question, so why aren't you coming back to Lincolnton? We loved it when the symphony came. And it's usually a packed house. They do an evening concert, or sometimes do. And so when they would come, my family, my dad would take us, and we'd always loved hearing the symphony. And he just was pretty frank. He said, look, it's just a matter of funding. Times have changed. It's tougher to move a whole symphony, all the instruments, all the people. It's expensive, and we just don't have the money to do it. And so I talked to my colleagues, try to figure out a way to get more money into the symphony so that could be something that's a regular thing. Last time when they were here, Jackson, you got to enjoy kind of a master's class with one of the brass players from the symphony, came to your school, put on a clinic for a couple of hours. I could sit in there and listen to that. How was that?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was really nice getting that one-on-one kind of work with my trumpet, and he really helped us prepare for our concert that was coming up and to play in front of that crowd and be on that stage. I had a great time with the instructor that was there.
So you got that experience. Of course, like I say, you're no stranger to live music. That's something your mom and dad enjoy, but you get to enjoy it. But, a lot of kids don't get that opportunity. And so one of the things I wanted to work with the symphony folks on is making sure that they come back to communities all across the state, because it is the North Carolina Symphony. And it's not just based in Raleigh, though that's where they do most of their concerts. And it's great if you can come to Raleigh, see it. One of the things that they do that I have missed, I've not yet heard from the North Carolina Symphony, is them playing Star Wars. And they do this whole thing at the North Carolina Museum of Arts. It's outdoors. And they do Star Wars. And they do the music as the film plays in the background. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Jackson, you're a huge Star Wars fan. The music makes it. So the conductor and I, we were at dinner one night and got to know him. Great guy. You're going to love him if you come to the concert tonight. But he said, what's your favorite songs you like to hear? I said, I would love hearing music from Star Wars. I've yet to go when you guys are doing it, because they usually do it on the weekend. And I'm not in Raleigh on the weekends. I'm here at home in the district. And he said, we can do that. I said, well, that would be most cool. And then he asked me what else I like. And I love Wagner's Flight of the Valkyries. And so that's going to be included in the concert as well. So hopefully if you get to come to the concert, you like those tunes too. If you haven't heard them, you get to hear them. They're not bad. And I'm sure the symphony does a knock up job on them. So you get to get a little bit of feel for what I like to listen to, and hopefully you will too. But you hope to see you tonight. Jackson, Catherine, and I are going to be there. Be a lot of fun. And good exposure for those kids that are going to get to do it right this morning here on Wednesday morning. See that, hear that, just really be a part of the real, music feel, and it really fills that auditorium up. The James Warren Center it just got great acoustics for symphony. And so you get to experience that. So Jackson doesn't get to leave school today for that, but you'll get to go tonight. So.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I could leave school. I mean, maybe we could work something out.
Probably not. You're getting close to the end of the semester. We want to make sure that you get all the learning that you need to get in before you take those end of course tests and everything else. But
I guess I need to take those.
Your mom and I believe you do. So guess what you get to do? You get to stay in school. I've already pulled you out of school one Wednesday to do the show. I don't think we can do it again. I mean, maybe we could, but Jackson's a smart kid. You got great grades. We're pretty proud of him, but still need to be at school. Can't replace that.
I guess.
Look, it's always about your learning. We're going to talk about what we did this weekend. Jackson, you learned a lot. We were, it was a beautiful spring weekend. Spring, I think, is finally here. It's good and warm and sunny. And on Lake Norman, it was absolutely dialed up beautiful. I mean, it's incredible. Little wind here and there, a little choppy, but outside of that, just absolutely beautiful. And we got my boat out, finally got in the water after some repairs at the end of the season last year. I had some leakage going on with the billows. It's an older boat, because I'm frugal. Some would say cheap. I'd say frugal. So I bought a used boat. It's a great boat, pristine boat, but it does need a little work and a little TLC. And so had to get some repairs toward the end of the season last year. It took a while for the parts to come in, so I hadn't had it in the water, and they repaired the billows and the alternator and some other little things here and there, a little hydraulic leak that I had. So they repaired all that. I thought the boat was ready to go until we got in the water, and then it would not start. Turns out, boat engines, like car engines, because there are car engines in the boat, they need a starter to start. And Jackson, we can go over what you learned from your dad while being there on the water with me and you, and our buddy Shay was there, and you really got to expand your mind as to what happened there on the lake. We'll talk about that in just a moment. When we come back here on All Things Sane. We're here every Wednesday from 11 to 12 on WSIC. Always appreciate the fact that you listen. Come back, tune in here after the break. We'll tell you about all the things that Jackson learned. Be right back. Thanks for listening.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane. Representative Jason Sane.
Welcome back to All Things Sane. I'm your co-host, Jackson Sane, with the actual host of the show, Jason Sane. We do this every single Wednesday, 11 through 12. You get the best of both of the Sanes on here on the show. And before the break, we were talking about how my dad had very bad problems with his boat, and I learned a lot of things. One of those things being my four-letter vocabulary expanding. And for people who don't understand what that means, my dad has a sailor's mouth sometimes. Let a couple cuss words fly, and I was learning about all the stuff he was working on his boat while learning some cuss words as well. So that was pretty funny to watch.
I don't know if that's my proudest moment, son, but you know, we do try to at least tell it like it is. You know, I've been a firefighter and worked in trucking. My vocabulary, my four-letter vocabulary is pretty expansive. It's you know, I do it, then I say, son, don't do that, which to your credit, you don't, which I thank you. Thank you for doing that. No, hey, great bringing us back. You kind of jumped in front of
thank
me
you.
And I just let you do it because you were doing great. So you might have your own show one day. Matter of fact, why don't you just take over mine? It'll get you out of school. No, we're not doing that.
I would love that. I would definitely love that.
Well, we did have an adventure though on Saturday. I mean, you know, comes on in a boat, right? Which is why we're trying to get out early spring, get the bugs out. Well, turns out the bugs needs a new starter. We'll hear from the repair shop if they can get to it this week. If not, we might get to revisit that moment and and just replace the starter ourselves. You know, probably have to watch a couple of YouTube videos to figure it out, but nevertheless, I've done that before too, so we'll see. But you are listening to All Things Sane. Jackson Sane is with us today. We're pre-recording this show. I'm at the symphony with the kids right now. We'll be at the symphony tonight. Hopefully you can come out to that. It's in Lincoln County. You can go to the symphony website, North Carolina Symphony, look it up, go to their box office. You can get the tickets there. Pretty easy, but we'll put up on my Substack and on my page or on Twitter. Just go to my Twitter accounts, Jason Sane 97, and I'll post that link tomorrow morning. That way you've got it, or actually right now as you're looking at Twitter, so you'll get it there. But hopefully it'll be a quick repair and we'll be back out on the lake. I think we've got good weather up until Sunday, so I guess we better make the most of it on Saturday. But we got to do that before we go do something else on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Which is spring game, UNC Charlotte. So we're going to do that. It's not football season, but it is football season for us because we're going to the spring game. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that here later in the show. Looking forward to that. Also want to bring up, so this past Saturday, Jackson and I, you know, it's always family for us. So my wife, his mom, Catherine, is the director of senior services in Lincoln County. And I get invited in my official capacity to come help kick off the games. I've done that a number of times as a state representative. I did it with County Commissioner Bud Cicina. Our county manager was there. Of course, the director of Parks and Rec and the folks from senior services were there, which means Catherine got to speak. And so we made it really a family affair. And of course, you know, that's how I was invited. But I'm also a ready-made volunteer when the wife says, hey, we've got a work project on Saturday and you need to be there. So guess where Jackson and I were Saturday morning? We were there kicking off the senior games, which was a lot of fun. They had a big crowd. It was at the community center in East Lincoln. Good showing from the seasoned athletes. I think it's the best way to say that. Is that politically correct, son? Does that work for
everybody? I would say seasoned athletes is a fit description. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were there.
A nice description. Yeah,
and they were very pumped up. They were excited. Mm-hmm. They wanted to come, you know, come compete. They've got games that they do all day long. They do a walk first. Donita Davis was the torchbearer, so they came in. They do a little ceremony. Funny enough, her son John Davis is the director of Parks and Rec. So John of course was he became our official MC, introduced everybody. We kicked it off and you know, I told a few jokes, got him laughing, and then you know, it was almost like, you know, getting ready to go play baseball, because they did the national anthem, which was a pretty cool thing. They did a video, but it was of seniors from all across the state singing the national anthem, put together really well. Jackson and I were watching that, and I thought, you know, in all seriousness, I thought it was really well done. And and they really got everybody pumped up. So that was fun. It's something that you know, we hear about here at home from the wife, because, you know, she's engaged and involved in it. And there's so many people that are involved, Misty with Parks and Recreation and their whole staff, the whole senior services staff, everybody's involved. And they've got sponsors who were there, and just a really good time and a dialed up day. I think it's probably one of the best days you could have had for senior games, or mm-hmm. to go curse your boat, either way. So we got to do a little of both of that. So that was fun. But obviously, always glad to go help Catherine in her line of work, because that's what she does. That's what she's really passionate about. She's got her master's in health administration, and she was a CNA in high school, and she worked at nursing homes, and she carried that into college, and she got her undergrad degree, and then she got her master's in health administration, and then worked at hospitals and with nursing care most of her career, and then got this opportunity and applied for that and got it. Gosh, I think it's been 4 or 5 years now that she's been doing that. Really loves it. We've had her on the show. We'll have her back. Jackson and I, we get to volunteer a lot with the senior center, don't we?
We do. We do. I have a lot of fun volunteering. It's always fun to interact with the seniors and have nice interactions and conversations with them.
Well, between the senior center and what your dad does, Jackson's school requires him to do so much public service work. And you always get your hours in each year, because it's pretty easy to do, because you get it by default. You inherit it.
Yes, I definitely do.
Well, why does the school have you do that?
The school has us do that just to make sure we're giving back to our community. It's important to get your education, but it's also important to be involved with the community and to help out your community in any possible way that you can. So they have us have a certain amount of hours for each year, I guess, that we're in high school. So I think this year I'm a sophomore. I think it's 50 hours. The next year when I'm a junior, I'll have about 75 hours, and then seniors 100. So it's just a nice way to give back to the community. Also doesn't look bad on a college transcript, but the main important focus is to help everybody in our Lincoln County, our community.
Well, you don't just volunteer with your mom and dad. You do that, of course, because you kind of get suckered into that by default. You don't really have a choice, but I know you worked at Christian Ministries, soup kitchen. You've done that, I think, with the basketball team, right? So
I did.
So you get to do a, was it soup kitchen or was it the homeless shelter? I can't, which was it?
I think it was a homeless shelter. Yeah.
Homeless shelter. Yeah. And so, you know, you get exposed to things like that. And it's important to just, you, well said, son. I mean, you said it exactly right. Just to kind of know what service really means, what it can mean. And honestly, the joy that you get out of serving others. You know, that's hopefully why people do it. It's not for the recognition, because really most of the time you don't get any recognition, but it's rewarding to go help folks who need help and to be able to assist. And I'm glad your school does that. That's Lincoln Charter. Jackson's at the Lincoln campus, and they do the same thing at the Denver campus. But you know, and our public schools do a lot of volunteer work as well. So it's just fun to see, because it's, you get something, again, you said it well, you get an education, but it's not just in a classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely.
Well, we got our service hours in. You did some of the Lord's work by ministering to me as I was working on the boat. Unfortunately for you, we were helping a friend also install a radio in his boat, so he brought it over to the marina where we were at, and then we finally got on the lake. But by the time we got out on the lake, you already had to go with your mom to your granddad's birthday gathering with the rest of the family. I was entertaining some folks from out of town that we're in, and we finally had a working boat. You know, if you got enough friends with boats, you'll find a working boat. And we had a working boat, and we got out for, you know, a couple of hours out on the lake. And it was a lot of fun. It's beautiful. You know, again, if you listen to the show, it's particularly when it gets springtime and summertime. We started last year about midsummer when we started the show. You know that I love Lake Norman. I love the area, but I love being on the lake. Grew up on the lake. Your granddad, my dad, Pop, always had a boat and always had us out on Lake Norman. And you just, when you grow up around it, it's fun. Jackson, you've driven the boat a little bit around the lake.
I have. It was a fun time. I love being out on the lake. It's perfect.
You know, when people visit here, one of the things that if they get a chance to go to Lake Norman, they fall in love with it. And so many people have done that. And then they end up moving here because they fall in love with the area. They fall in love with the community, with the people. And we got a lot to offer. So, you know, and this show broadcasts right there in the Lake Norman area. You already know it. We're preaching to the choir. If you're around here, you probably do get to enjoy the lake. I hope you do, at least. And we certainly do. We'll just try to enjoy it more this weekend if I can get that boat repaired, right? I don't want to just sit in the marina in the boat as we watch everybody else go by. That's no fun. But
yeah, that's no fun at all.
We'll see. But hopefully, and we'll keep your vocabulary. We'll expand it, but not in that way. Right.
hopefully not.
Hopefully not, but we got a lot to talk about. We're just about through the second segment of the show, but lots to talk about, you know, and I don't know if you've listened to, Jackson always tries to listen to the podcast sometimes at school, sometimes later, but I had Larry and David Coble, Larry Shaheen and David Coble fill in for me while we were at the beach. And I got to listen to that finally. And they performed as expected. It squirreled into all kind of different things. They did sports. I mean, it's like listening to ESPN. It's kind of like listening to me and you, which we do have to talk about the NBA playoffs that are happening.
We do. That is upcoming.
Now, you got to explain that one to me because I know it's
I definitely will. Yeah.
Maybe you can teach our audience how to understand the NBA playoffs. I can tell you who's not there. Understand this. It's not the Hornets. They did have some measured improvement. They're going to get a new coach. Unfortunately, the coach is retiring, but maybe it's a good thing. But I've always liked our coach. But you're listening to All Things Sane with Jackson Sane, Jason Sane. We do this every Wednesday from 11 to 12. We really appreciate you listening. We'll be back after this short break here on WSIC, listening to All Things About Our Community. So thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane with Representative Jason Sane.
And welcome back to All Things Sane. I'm your host, State Representative Jason Sane, joined today by my co-host, the able-bodied co-host, the golden voice of Jackson Sane. Jackson Sane, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, you know, got to. So we talked about the lake and the boat and all that. Hopefully that will be behind us by the time we get to the weekend. But if not, we'll make the most of it. But coming this weekend, we've got big plans on Saturday anyway. It is spring game time for UNC Charlotte football. Coach Poggi, Coach Brewster, Coach Oz, the whole gang is going to be there. And at 7 o'clock, it's a free game, by the way. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, want to go watch some great football, you can come out to Jerry Richardson Stadium there on campus at UNC Charlotte. It's at 7 o'clock. It's a big deal because this is year two of the Biff Poggi era. And Coach Poggi, we love Coach Poggi and really love the whole team. It's just a great group of guys. Everybody around that program are superhuman beings. Have really, Jackson and I have really gotten to know them over the course of the last year. Matter of fact, we're going on a vacation with Coach Poggi and his family because we've gotten so close, and it's that time. But you know, I'm looking forward to it, son. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm most definitely looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm very excited to see how the spring training and all that stuff, how all the new recruits have kind of gelled together. I'm just excited to see the product. I'm super excited.
Well, I am too. And you're learning to long snap.
I am.
So your school had started their football program last year. So I guess it was the JV team or the middle school?
The middle school team started before us. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So they're building the program. Got to start somewhere, right? Got to have feeders.
Yeah.
And you've never played football on a team before. But you're already working out with who's going to be on the team. You're working with the coach. He's asked you to play what position? Linebacker?
Linebacker. Yeah, he's asked me to play linebacker.
So like your dad, although thinner, you're thick, right? And so you hit a wall. And so you've been doing the weight training and all that, working out for that and looking forward to that. But Coach Poggi talked to you about also learning a skill set, and that's long snapping.
Yep, that's right. So when he asked me to do that, I kind of did my history and research on long snapping. And over the past couple, I'd say 5 or 6 weeks, I've really taken an interest to it and just kind of learning what that is. Because when you hear long snapper, I'm not sure everybody really knows what it means. And I know at first I didn't. So when I looked it up and I kind of researched it more, I realized that it really does take like some talent and some skill to really learn it. Nobody can really do it. So I really found that challenging and entertaining and very exciting to do and learn. And I think I'm doing all right. How would you say? How are your hands?
Well, sorry to say, my hands hurt because in order for you to long snap, it means you get to practice with either me or your mom. Preferably me, only because your mom tends to break fingers easily. and she's already done that practicing football with you back in the fall. with the injuries, but she enjoys it just like I do. We're all football fans in this household. Mm-hmm. And so she loves being out there doing it with you. Sometimes she gets to spend with you, time I get to spend with you. We were doing it earlier today. So, you know, it's kind of a family affair, but you're learning it and you're practicing with the long snapper who's at UNC Charlotte now, Adam Booker.
Yeah. I'm practicing with Adam Booker every single chance I get. He's a phenomenal guy, and he's really teaching me a lot on how to really get my form and my stance and my technique just really down pat. And I love Adam Booker. He's a great guy.
Well, he's a heck of a player, and you're learning to fire the ball back because I trust me, my hands hurt. And
sorry about that.
But no, it's fun. It's so much fun. And it's fun that you get to learn from Adam, not just football. He's an incredible kid. As I said, I mean, a lot of these kids that play for UNC Charlotte, we've gotten to know them. They've been doing a lot of volunteer work lately. If you watch them on Twitter, on X, I never will get past that. But if you watch them on X and watch Charlotte football on X, they've been doing a lot of volunteer work it looks like seniors in homes, maybe even some folks with some challenges. And they've been volunteering. It looks like they're having a heck of a time and doing that as they're practicing for spring practice. You and I have been to spring practice. We've seen our boy, Max Brown, who is the new starting quarterback, or I guess he'll be named starting quarterback. They don't name that yet, but
yeah.
Max is the odds-on favorite to be the starting quarterback. And Max comes from the University of Florida. He was a underclassman waiting to get his turn at Florida. But turns out, if you come to Charlotte, and he came through the portal, and you and I got to sit down with Max and his younger brother and his mom and dad as they were looking at UNC Charlotte, as we did with a lot of the recruits that have come into Charlotte, and we got to know him early on. But he's phenomenal. We watched him at that practice. Really, honestly, from every quarterback they've got can put some heat on that ball. But Max is incredible to watch, and we got him from the University of Florida.
Yeah, no, that was huge. When I heard that, I about leaped from my seat. When I met him that recruitment dinner, his family and him were so nice, and they're great people. But really, as a football player, Max is terrific, and I cannot wait to see how he plays in the spring game and during the season.
Oh, it's going to be fun. And look, again, that's a free game. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, come out and check out the 49ers, because I'm telling you, it is a program that is on a trajectory that is going to surprise everyone. They're building something for the community, which is really awesome. And again, these are a caring group of guys that we watched them. If you watch them on X, they're out there at the seniors, looks like a retirement home, I should say. And they're out there volunteering. Seniors obviously love it. I see them playing, looks like beer pong, but I know it's not beer pong with the seniors. And we've just got to watch them at practice and really got to see all these guys. Stone Handy's been out there, been incredible. They've got a who's they signed the other day? It was a defensive end, I think. And I wish I could recall his name.
He's from Florida. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Looked incredible. And so all that's going on. It's going to be a fun season to watch. And look at some of the games that are coming up. I mean, this season, it's always fun. But they start with James Madison. First game of the season at Charlotte. The next game, they go to Chapel Hill. And that's going to be fun. Mac Brown may be worried. I mean, he worries about Appalachian because that's always a great game. This could be, and I love Coach Brown. He's a good guy. But it's going to be fun to see Pogey and Brown on the same field, see what plays out. I'm hopeful. I mean, obviously Chapel Hill is probably the favorite, but because they're, ACC program. But, anytime you're on the field with them, anything can happen. Then they have Gardner-Webb at home, September 14th. They go to Indiana. So I hope you and I get to go to that trip, University of Indiana. That'll be another money game that's big. Then they go to Rice. They go to Texas. East Carolina will be at home this time, October 5th. That game was a surprise win for Charlotte last year when we went to Greenville, and we got to watch them win. And then you and I got to go out to Mr. B Studios after that in Greenville. But honestly, Greenville, they were wonderful hosts. We got to sup dogs and all of it. We got to do all of it. But that's starting to be a really good rivalry with Charlotte football. That'll be fun. And then next, go to Maryland, go to the Navy game. Navy come in and kind of put a hurting on us last time. Hopefully we can go back to Maryland and get a little payback. And then we go to Memphis. And then it's actually a number of road games. It's like three in a row here. Then October 31st, it's Tulane. So go out there, play the Green Wave, and then host South Florida at home. Followed by going to Florida Atlantic, so be on the road there, and then UAB comes back to Charlotte for the last game of the season. So jam-packed season. You can get season tickets now. I would say it would be wise to do so, because that Navy game last year was sold out. There were no more seats to be had. The Poggi era has really brought a lot of excitement to Charlotte football.
It really has. Just being around the Charlotte campus from when Biff was there and when he wasn't, it's like a totally different school. And it's like a totally different campus. He brings so much energy and liveliness to the campus and the program. I think the students have named all these recruits coming in. I think it's Biffmas or Bifftober. It's something like that. But just him being like a celebrity figure on campus, it has just changed the entire campus. And I love it. I cannot explain how excited I am for this next season.
Well, you get on campus a lot because we go to all the games. And of course, that's my alma mater, your mom's alma mater, your aunt's alma mater, your uncle's alma mater. We love UNC Charlotte, but we get to go on campus a lot. And you were at one of the basketball games. We were, the whole family, but you got to hang out with Coach Poggi in the student section.
I did. It was very loud, but it was also very fun. I definitely expanded my four-letter vocabulary there as well. It was a fun time being in the basketball student section environment. It was so much fun to watch a game and to be right there on the court. It was so much fun. I had a great time.
Well, as your mom and dad, not trying to, you know, look over your shoulder, but we were across the arena, and we can see you having so much fun with Coach Poggi and the students. They really do just kind of flock to him. So it's this energy that's coming. Of course, the basketball team did wonderful this year, really, which was, you know, unexpected, because we had a coach leave and then had the backup coach come, and Coach Fern is now named the head coach. So looking forward to another basketball season with them. But really, there's so much happening at UNC Charlotte. And if you're from somewhere else and you're looking for a football team, come to the Charlotte game on spring game on Saturday night. I think the game starts at 7. We'll be right back here on WSIC.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Welcome back to the final segment of All Things Sane. I'm your co-host, Jackson Sane, and with me is the host of All Things Sane, Representative Jason Sane. He does this every single Wednesday, 11 to 12. And in these past three segments, we've been talking about his boat and problems with that, and Charlotte and their spring game coming up, and how Biff has changed the culture at Charlotte. And during this final break, we just got finished watching the Lakers and New Orleans Pelicans play in tournament game. So that was a good one. That was decided by, I think, only 4 points. So, as a Lakers fan, I was on my seat. But, you know, I wish it would have been a little bit of a farther lead. But, that was a good game.
I mean, I'll just say that, LeBron's no Jordan, but it was a great game. Jackson and I do this back and forth about who's the better player. I say Jordan, he says LeBron, but we won't settle that today. But that was a great game. It was a play-in game for the NBA playoffs. So it's not the playoffs yet until you play in, and I guess the Lakers played in. So they did beat the Pelicans kind of as expected, but it was still a very close game. It really went down to the wire at the last moment there with LeBron and team. What's the kid that I always say looks like he's not old enough to play basketball?
I think that's Austin Reeves. Number 15. Yeah.
Yeah. Great player too. And it was a great game. And I saw something about Zion got hurt there at the end. And
he did. He hurt his knee at the very end.
Yeah, I had 40 points, but so that was a great game. But, you know, if you listen to the show, you get to hear about politics You get to hear about the lake. You get to hear about sports. We've talked about football. It is baseball season, which is one of my favorite seasons. But it is NBA playoff time, and that's one of your favorite seasons. We enjoy sports together. Yeah, that is Jackson. You know, convinced his mom and dad a couple of years ago that he should go to the finals game. In Boston is Boston Golden State Warriors because he wanted to watch Steph Curry play in the finals. You know, it was took a big hit to the wallet of mom and dad, but nevertheless, we got to go do it because look, it was kind of a you don't get to do these things. You know, you only get to live with go through your kid's childhood one time, and something you really wanted to do. And we went and did it, but it's a different playoff scenario now. How does the NBA playoffs even work now with this play-in game?
So, yeah, so there's 15 teams in each conference, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. So the top six seeds get an automatic play-in playoff spot, but the 7th through 10th seeds have to play in this little tournament to make the end of the regular season a little bit more interesting and the lead up in that little break to the playoffs. So how that really works is that the 7th and 8th seed play each other in each conference and the 9th through 10th seed. So whoever wins that 9th and 10th seed game plays the loser of the 7th and 8th. Whoever wins the 7th and 8th advances to the playoffs of the 7th seed. And whoever wins that 8 and 9 game gets to be the 8th seed. And the 10 loses that game. They don't get a chance to redeem themselves. So yeah, that's how that playoffs play-in situation has kind of worked. It was introduced, I think, in 2021. And it has been phenomenal for viewers and attendance and bringing more attention to the end of the regular season, where otherwise with a long season, it wouldn't be such as interesting with seedings and different stuff like that kind of already set. So it just makes the league more fun to watch.
Well, and it gives people an opportunity to maybe bet on sports if they're so inclined, and it is now legal in North Carolina to do so. So I don't know how that happened, but it happened. But it has brought a lot of excitement, a lot of interest into the games. More so, I mean, I can remember, this dates me, and this is between you and I an age difference, but I'm 50, you're 15. But, I remember watching the Lakers and the Celtics play, Larry Bird, Johnson, Magic Johnson. I mean, incredible times then, and there was a lot of excitement then. Of course, now we only had, we had far fewer stations to choose from and less distractions. So when the NBA playoffs came, it was something of a big deal, but this is a really big deal. I mean, it was an early game. I think the game started tonight at 7 or?
Yeah, around 7:30.
Around 7:30. So there'll be another game tonight, I'm assuming. And so when you said that about the playoffs, and you explained that very well, because I've actually had you explain it to me a couple times so I could understand it. but there are 15 teams in each conference, East and West. So that means 5 teams in the East and 5 teams in the West didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's correct. 5 teams didn't make it in each conference, and one was sadly our Charlotte Hornets.
Our Charlotte Hornets, they might have been drilling threes, but they weren't doing it in a playoff game or a play-in game. kind of kidding, but I really do. We're both Charlotte Hornet fans. I mean, by default, although not a big fan of Bally because we don't always get to watch the games. We won't talk about that. But they didn't make it to the playoffs this year. And but it also gives them, they got the number one pick last year, right? Wasn't it number one?
I think it was the number two. Yeah, top three pick.
Nope. Top three pick for sure. And then so at least, here's the thing. If you're building a team, we'll have another year of we should have a fairly good pick. When does that happen?
So the draft the is season? Yeah, the draft is usually in around, I think it's around June 20th to 21st. It's around that date. And Charlotte has pretty good odds. We were sadly one of the worst, but an upside to being one of the worst teams is that we have a pretty good high draft pick to get a promising young player. So I think we're about that 3 to 5 range, I think. I think that's right. Maybe a little bit higher, but yeah.
Well, hopefully we get someone to either back up or play instead of LaMelo Ball, because he's always got a hurt ankle, right? I think he got to play.
Yeah, he does.
And we're fans. We, you know, you got one of his jerseys and all that, and we'd love to see him play when he plays, when he's not hurt, and that's, you know, not necessarily his fault, but that but you know, injuries come with athletics, and so if they get a chance to really get, you know, to build on something, because, you know, your dad got to go to the old Coliseum, which was the new Coliseum at the time, but not the old Coliseum. And if you're from Charlotte or Charlotte area, then you understood all that. If you just moved here recently, you have no idea what I was just talking about. But I used to watch him at the new Coliseum. You know, your granddad would take me, and we'd go watch, you know, LJ, and we'd watch Alonzo Mourning and Muggsy Bogues and Del Curry. And those were my heroes at Charlotte Hornets growing up. And that was a lot of fun. There was such an excitement around the team, just a lot of fun to go watch that. And I would love to see the team start playing, you know, with that kind of cohesiveness. Rizal retired this year, isn't it right? Didn't he retire?
I think so. I think that's right.
I think that's right. And so we hadn't really got to watch the games because, when they're not winning, we don't really make the effort to go down there and watch. I got to one game this year. But we always have the NBA package because we watch a lot of the games. And as Jackson alluded, he's a Lakers fan. So we always make sure we get those games. But we watch a lot of NBA games, which will a lot of MLB games too, or at least your dad does. Mm-hmm. He'll watch it with me every now and then, at least for a couple innings. But really, it would be awesome to see that kind of excitement back. Even though I read something not that long ago where the Charlotte Hornets, from a branding standpoint, actually from a global branding standpoint, their jerseys, their gear, sells globally. Charlotte has a lot of fans. You know, what's this thing that they say Charlotte's got a lot? Well, Charlotte's got a lot of fans. They do. And, you know, and we were just talking about what the athletic programs at UNC Charlotte look like and how that's building a lot of brand loyalty and really starting to come into their own as the campus has reached 30,000 kids now. Well, there's 30,000 students, not necessarily all kids, but 30,000 students. There's adult students are also there. But really the what's happening in North Carolina as far as sports, there's a lot to follow when we're talking about the NBA playoffs, and that's exciting. But really, from professional sports, from college sports, we've got Appalachian, we've got NC State that went, you know, almost to the Final Four. UNC Chapel Hill is always fielding great basketball teams, great football teams. NC State's got great football teams. Wake Forest, I mean, Duke basketball is phenomenal. Our friend Carl would say Duke football is phenomenal. But there's so much excitement. Of course, you got Hurricanes, you got the Hornets, you got Charlotte football club, soccer. But you've also got the Carolina Panthers. Of course, you got racetracks. You got Charlotte Motor Speedway. You got Wilkesboro. The Nance family just bought the one in Winston. We might see some more action there with their level of you know, obviously they drive NASCAR. And so really all these options for sports, and it's every season. We got women's sports that are exciting too. And we've got the U.S. Olympic teams that are locating right there in and around Charlotte and in the region. Really, it's something all day long. And Major League Baseball is being talked about, at least in Raleigh. Could come to Charlotte, could come to Raleigh, might not come here at all. But if we'd have it pretty much all sports covered, at least the major ones anyway, if we get Major League Baseball. So exciting time to be in North Carolina, especially if you're a sports fan, got that sports betting passed. Fans that are into that, they're getting to do that. They're not into that, they don't have to do that, as I always say. But really just if you're sports fans like our family, Jackson, we get to watch a lot.
Oh yeah, I love it. As Charlotte is one of the most populated and popular cities in all of America. I think I saw a chart where it was around 16, 20, something like that. But we have a lot of people here, and every single person in Charlotte loves sports. So to have all these opportunities to watch all these sports is amazing when I know other cities don't have that. And I'm very blessed to have that so close to us. And I hope we can get baseball. That would add another level to Charlotte's greatness, I would say.
Well, that'd be icing on the cake. We do have AAA ball. We got the Charlotte Knights, we got the Durham Bulls. Every now and then at the legislature, I get to slip out and catch a game with a couple of friends at the legislature in Durham. So a lot of fun. Hey, look, we always love that you're listening to the show. We do this every Wednesday, as Jackson said, from 11 to 12, or I do it every Wednesday from 11 to 12, and he often joins me. We hope to hear or see you here. Hope you hear us next week, however you want to say that. We'll be back next Wednesday. Again, catch us on the podcast if you can't. Thanks for listening to WSIC and All Things Sane. We'll be back next week.